Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I assume you've been keeping in touch with Mom. How's she holding out?
Yeah, it's a great question.
But, you know, she's been on the up side of that. She's, she's 101.
Right.
So, in the world of, she is, and she's got 24/7 caregivers, and they literally 2 weeks before, like in mid-February, when the last time I got to see her, they were getting ready to lock down that next day because of a flu, another, the basic flu or a virus that was going through that was not this virus.
Okay.
All right. You know, because when they, it's like if you're in, one of those places that I've been, time to time, about once a year, they have to lock down and make sure everything's clean and da-da-da-da. And so they were already locked down.
Oh, so that helps.
So in a lot of ways, they were lucky.
Yeah.
Because it's there's been no, knock on wood, cases of this there. And so and they really checked the caregivers out, and the caregivers are all, they wear masks and do all this stuff. And I, I sent my mother corned beef and rye. That's my contribution to the cause. The hardest thing, I mean, what you guys are doing is really, you started when? Last week, right?
We've been back on the, we had a scheduled vacation the very first week this happened. So we were actually just off. And then we've been on the air 2 straight weeks now, yeah. And,
See that going back, that's,
yeah.
Because it took me a while to get ready to talk to people. Also, but it's that sense of being the one thing here is that sense of what do you do to contribute? There's no, I'm kind of, you send some FaceTime stuff or whatever, something off the phone to a doctor. Friends would say, I've got friends get in touch. You should, send this out. Could you send out this, thing and tell them, how much you appreciate it? Sure, but it's tough. You just feel ineffectual. There's just nothing you can do. Except stay home.
Yeah, there isn't.
Here's what you shouldn't do. And Christy and I did this one of the first nights we were quarantined. We watched Lewis Black's last special.
Yeah.
And he was in New York City. And there was some stuff that was kind of prophetic and some stuff that you probably couldn't say now.
Really?
Why was it prophetic?
Wow. Yeah,
why couldn't he say it now?
Well, it was pre-pandemic.
Okay.
He was kind of blowing it out of proportion, and then it turns out he wasn't really blowing it out of proportion.
Oh, no, not at all, obviously. Post-pandemic Lewis Black's going to be pretty fun, though, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, he's going to be a real thrill.
Now, what can he be doing in New York City?
He's going to be doing his performances from a gurney with an IV drip.
See, don't say that.
No, come on, man.
Don't say that.
We're all scared, but like I said, people in New York City are—that's like I said. Dangerous everywhere. Yeah. Obviously,
you can't go out.
No, but I didn't mean I didn't mean to freak you guys out. I was talking about a prop.
Okay,
for God's sake.
Okay. You are a well-known.
I'm
prop
not
comic.
Going on the road. God, holy God, that's the reason I didn't want to go on the air. People would come. Oh, how did he possibly say that? I didn't.
No, I mean it that way. I mean, I thought it was funny. I just was worried about it.
I didn't mean it. I seriously, it didn't even dawn on me as like it meant a goofy bad, and you just kind of go, wow, that's why.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to, I've lost two friends. It's going to get worse. And here, the weird thing here in New York that you have to know is that people, you're in the eye of the hurricane, but it's also you. You're in the eye in Europe. You're in your apartment. You're in the eye.
Right.
You're not. If I didn't turn the TV on, I wouldn't know.
Right.
Yeah. Now you can't go out and take a walk. How do you get food?
No.
Do you have the food delivered to you, or can you go
the
out food and get
food? Yeah, I have grocery delivery. Which I mean, look, I'm really lucky because I can get there are people who are completely screwed, and there are people who do go to the, you know, who have friends who are still going to the grocery, and they, you stay 6 feet apart, and they let five people in at a time, and they do their shopping. And but I have to have it delivered. But getting deliveries is tough because the people, you know, went on strike, and there are fewer people who want to do it.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them. Don't and blame you feel them. Badly nope. asking them.
I don't blame them either for that matter.
What are you drinking during the pandemic?
I'm drinking just Gatorade, high-tech things that I can order online. Very high-tech smoothies I'm having. There's not even vegetables in them. It's the thought of vegetables. It's phenomenal.
Oh, we're talking alcohol.
Oh, alcohol. I'm drinking red wine, and tomorrow I'll have usually once every couple of nights I have a tequila.
Got it. Are you going to bed later or earlier because you're just so damn bored?
I go to bed around the same time.
Okay, all right.
A little earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, usually what I do is like by 7 or 8 o'clock, I binge watch.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What you binge watching? You
know, I binge watched The Tiger King from the moment it came on.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Literally.
Yeah.
Before they started going nuts over it.
Yeah.
I started, Kathleen and I and a couple of others, I just said, you got to, you know, she had sent me the thing saying it was coming on. I was so excited, and I started watching it. And then I sent it to people. Some people can't watch it.
Now, I watched it. It's crazy. And I liked it. I mean, it was just crazy, you know.
Yeah, but a lot of people are upset by the way the tigers, you know, the treatment of the animals and all
it.
That. But
I get it, yeah.
But it's such a, it's so remarkable. I mean, it's like a whole other world.
It is. It's just weird.
So I watched that. Ozark, which is, of course, that new season is
amazing.
It's great.
Amazing.
Are you done with that?
No, I've still got, I've been saving the last few episodes.
Yeah, that's what I did, too, and I finally got through it, but I like to save that stuff, too.
I've caught up with Better Call Saul.
Oh, that's a great show. I just started it because I just watched, I didn't watch Breaking Bad until I caught up with it and watched that all together. But yeah.
Oh, that's good. Then that's a great one. I'll tell you a great one to watch.
What?
Especially to kind of sublimate your inner, if for those listening, I know you guys, if your inner rage is Vikings.
Oh, really? I never thought about that. Okay.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. It's what got me through, you know, it's why I'm basically a high priority. You know, as you guys know, I had pneumonia.
Yes.
A couple of years ago, and I literally, that was what got me through.
Vikings.
I watched 8 seasons of Vikings and I've got a friend of mine who's watching it now, one who's savoring it. He's only watching one a day. He said, I want this to go on forever. But it's a really, it's great. It's also great because you don't know any of the actors.
Yeah, I saw a couple episodes in the beginning. I did like it. I didn't stick with it for some reason, but I did like it a lot. So
yeah, it's good. It's good. And it allows you to, you know, and a lot of people, you know, and then it just allows you to go, wow, you know, I would have lasted as a Viking for 8 minutes. That would be my Viking timeline. I also turn on ESPN and have it on in the background because normally ESPN makes me insane.
Right.
Because they're talking about, I saw the game, schmuck. You don't need to tell me what I saw. I saw it. No, I don't think he should be traded. So screw you and shut up. You know. So, but this is, now it's like these voices and I kind of get a weird, it's perverse. For me, that they're on every day having to talk about the same things over and over and over again. So I take a certain amount of joy in that.
You know, I do too.
I understand.
I do too, because you know what? Although we love sports, our show doesn't really exist around sports. It never has. And I love that they have to keep just rehashing stuff. And I love that because ESPN has a mandate and they can't mention the dear leader. So they can't even go there. So I'm thinking, you got nothing when you're talking about this if you can't talk about him once in a while. Because, I mean,
no, it's perfect. And then they talk as if, you know, these guys, you know, and then it's, you know, what does the NFL think and what does when they're going to go back to work and all of that, which is based on, you know, no realities that they possibly have come up with. But it's also, there's a certain, soothing quality to these voices in the background that have, it's just like these people wandering around my apartment that kind of take away from the others who are really disturbing.
I get that.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And there's a lot of these sports guys that think, well, deep down I'm better than this. I should be able to talk entertainment and talk this and talk this and talk this. And, well, here's your chance.
Yeah, and they got nothing.
They can't pull it off.
They can't do it.
It's just something like it's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. And then who knows, where this all ends up. I'm thinking of, if I've got the time in the next month of getting a psychiatric degree.
Go back.
I've got nothing but time. I think I can do it if I just stay awake for 30 days, 24 hours a day. Because, there's going to be, I'm crazy. I mean, I thought for the first 2 weeks, if there had been a video of me, if people could watch me wandering around my apartment and what I was doing, they would just go, my God, he's, because I would literally, and I think everyone had, I don't know if everyone, but I had a, my neurosis was there wasn't enough cleaning I could do. Right. In my apartment, nobody's here. here but me.
It's just you.
But I'm like cleaning everything off.
And the thing is, you're right. It's nobody there. You're well past the 14 days, so there's nothing in your apartment that's going to harm you, except for maybe a knife.
A knife, yeah, exactly. Because I'll be practicing that so I can do that on the road. Lewis Black, he doesn't do jokes anymore, but he juggles three butter knives.
And he's a prop comic now with his ventilator. And he got his psychology degree online at the University of North Carolina.
Oh, my God.
But it is the strangest of times. I mean, it's just, I just have never, it's the delivery. When a delivery comes, you're always kind of like in panic.
Do you,
they leave the stuff at the door and the toughest thing is there's no clear, real clear information.
None.
And that's the real,
None.
That's what makes you crazy because
None.
There's, it's like, it should be morning announcements.
Yes. Well,
okay, you do today.
I'm enjoying, we got to get going here a little bit. I'm enjoying Cuomo because he's given some stats and dates and he's not really, but the ones the other guy's given, nope, they're not even covering it anymore because it's nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
It's gotten to the point where people want answers, so they just make them up. That's not the way to go about it. It's frustrating.
Your voice is...
It is frustrating. And then you've got one guy who does the thing about what you do when there's a delivery, and then there are other people who say something totally different about, that the virus doesn't hold as long as, it's more volatile, so it's not really holding to the packaging, or if you leave it out for 12 hours, but there's no... there should have been. It's just. I can go on. We didn't open that door today. When this is over, and I can talk about the rest of it.
Yeah.
Oh boy, there are not. What I said when people started asking me if I could do these. Would you do an interview? You're the first interview I've done. I don't want to talk to people, but it's just like talking to my friends. So it's not an interview. But there are not enough F's in the universe for me to talk about what's going on.
When it is over, I cannot wait for those F's to start flying, man.
I've just thought about just doing it on my Twitter feed. Just that's all I say every day.
I'd love that. I'd love that.
You know, just say, just do, a, you know, 150 to 200 a day, like my like aerobics.
Yeah. Well, that's about your normal requirement, isn't it?
We got to go, Lou. I know you do too, man. But now you got to get back. You're busy, right?
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff now. Now I'll go through the whole interview, and then I'll wonder about that thing I said about what my act would be. And then
that was no big deal. How about, make us a bowl. Make us a bowl if you get a chance, all right? All right.
Oh, yeah. No problem. I've already got it. And then I'm whittling, so both of your faces will be in.
That'd be great.
That was fun, Lou, man. Take care of yourself, really.
All right.
Thanks a lot, guys. That helped. I hope it helped.
It did, man.
And I'll talk to you soon.
See you, man.
All right, bye now.